This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Denver Art Museum is in talks with the U.S. and Cambodian governments about some of the items in their collection. The Washington Post found that at least six items at the Denver Museum were acquired from an international looter. Other affected museums include the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, the British Museum, and the National Gallery of Australia. The Denver Art Museum declined to comment further. Farm workers want better overtime pay. The Polis administration is working on guaranteed overtime after working 60 hours in 1 week. Adolfo Hernandez is a Weld County farm worker who points out that most industries require just 40 hours for overtime to kick in.
I would like to see the agricultural worker receive the salary that they deserve, the salary that is owed to them, so that they can provide, you know, food for their family, they can pay their rent, they can pay their bills.
Farm workers and their allies rallied at the state capitol on Tuesday. The highest-profile Democratic challenger to Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has suspended her fundraising efforts as she awaits a final map for the district. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State Senator Kerry Donovan says the map the Independent Redistricting Commission agreed on leans too heavily Republican, and as drawn, the 3rd Congressional District would no longer include her ranch in Eagle County. Donovan entered the race for the 3rd CD last February. She's raised the most money of the Democrats vying to unseat Representative Boebert. Donovan says she hopes the state Supreme Court rejects this map because she thinks it makes seats less competitive. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to add the site of a Japanese internment camp in southern Colorado to the National Park System gets a hearing in a Senate subcommittee today. The House has already approved the effort to make Camp Amachi a National Historic Site. This hearing marks a step toward possibly getting a potential vote in the full Senate. You're listening to CPR News.